Alderman Jennings take this?
I make a motion to pass ordinance number 2016-213, an ordinance amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-81, the mayor, council members, and staff. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-82A7, operation of city council meeting, and Section 2-82B3, mayor and city council relations with city staff. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-119, sick leave. Amending Shore Acres City Code 2-105, application process. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-109F, substance abuse. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-109G, self-declaring as a substance abuser. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-113, attendance and punctuality. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-120, holidays. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-123, reporting requirements. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-124, administrative leave. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-127, employee anniversaries. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-128, personnel records. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-129, expenses. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-130, guidelines for taking exemplary and disciplinary action. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-131C, termination/disqualification. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-132, equal employment opportunity, in parentheses, sexual harassment. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-134, outside activities. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-135, communication. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-135.2, on-the-job injuries. Amending Shore Acres City Code Section 2-135.4, use of tools, equipment, property, and vehicles. Providing a severability clause, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof.
We have a motion to pass by Jennings. Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion to pass by Jennings, seconded by Alderman McCown. Do you want discussion?
I just want to make for the record, this is a reconsideration, an override of the veto.
So we're going to have discussion?
Mr. Gray, since our city attorney is here, I have a question for you.
Yes.
This is my primary concern. This seems to be in conflict with Texas Local Government Code 22.02A and B, which, to kind of put it in a nutshell, that doesn't allow the council in a type A general law city to remove powers expressly given by statute. It does. You can assign them to any municipal officer. So that's kind of where I'm confused.
Okay. With regard to what your point is, we are a type A general municipality. We derive our powers from laws, from the legislature. A and B, what you reference, A says the mayor is the chief executive officer of the municipality. There's nothing in the proposed ordinance that is taking that away. Next clause, the mayor shall at all times actively ensure that the laws and ordinances of the municipality are carried out. Nothing's going to prevent her from carrying out any ordinance. The mayor shall perform the duties and exercise the powers prescribed by the governing body of the municipality. And in this case, they're taking them away. She had them before. This proposes to take them away. B, the mayor shall inspect the conduct of each subordinate municipal officer and shall cause any negligence, carelessness, or other violation of duty to be prosecuted and punished. That's not being taken away. She can always inspect the conduct done.
Let me just say the mayor and
associate. Sure,
the
mayor.
Permit.
I understand. So the mayor shall inspect the conduct of each subordinate municipal officer and cause any negligence, carelessness, or violation of duty to be prosecuted and punished. All this is doing is taking her power to hire and fire away. Nothing in the law says she has the right to hire and fire.
Okay.
So that's the basis for the ordinance.
But you don't think there is any conflict with the Texas Local Government Code?
I do not see that there is a conflict with the express provision of the code.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, so we have a motion to pass by Jennings, seconded by Alderman Cowan. All those in favor?
Aye.
So we have have Jennings, McCown, and Bowles in favor. All those against?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain as well.
Okay, so we have two abstaining, which is Hopkins and Snow, and then we have three in favor, Bowles, Jennings, and McCown. Passes 3-2. Moving on to 7.4, reconsideration and approval resolution number 2016-197, authorizing Alderman to consult with the city attorney without limitations and directing the city attorney to attend to the council meetings upon request. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to reconsider resolution number 2016-197.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion to reconsider by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderman Bowles. Bill, discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
We have Jennings, McCown, and Bowles for the ayes. All those against?
Nay.
We have two names, Snow and Hopkins, that are those 3-2. 7.7, hearing consideration and final decision on employee dismissal appeal requested by Troy Harrison. Under Shoreacre, I'm sorry, 7.5, hearing consideration and final decision on employee dismissal appeal requested by Wayne Thompson under Shoreacre City Code Section 2130, dismissal appeal. Regarding an employee dismissal, the mayor will schedule the meeting to hear an appeal. Tonight, we are conducting such a grievance hearing at the request of Wayne Thompson, who is dismissed as Shoreacre Police Officer by Mayor Kimberly Sanford. At the conclusion of this hearing, the City Council will render a final and binding decision on Mr. Thompson's appeal. City Council is empowered to deny or sustain the appeal. If Council sustains Mr. Thompson's appeal, the dismissal decision initiated by Mayor Kimberly Sanford will be reversed. If Council denies the appeal or takes no action to sustain the appeal, the discipline initiated by Mayor Kimberly Sanford will not be reversed. City Code does not provide counsel with the authority to direct another lesser disciplinary action in lieu of dismissal. Mr. Thompson is represented by Robert Thomas, and the city is represented this evening by Mr. Christopher Gregg. In accordance with provisions of the City Code, Mr. Thompson has been provided with written reasons for dismissal and will be allowed during this proceeding to question Mayor Kimberly Sanford himself as a representative. In a moment, Mr. Christopher Gregg will ask Mayor Kimberly Sanford questions related to the explanation as to what led her to recommend the dismissal of Mr. Thompson. Thereafter, Mr. Thompson or Mr. Thomas will have the opportunity to ask questions to Mayor Kimberly Sanford. Thereafter, any other witness who testifies will be subject to questioning by city representative and Mr. Thomas or his counsel. During and after the testimony of the witnesses, council members may ask questions of their own for clarification. Council is asked, however, to only ask questions related to the testimony given and refrain from making statements. After all the witnesses are dismissed, council will discuss and deliberate the facts presented and may make statements of opinion. This review process the city provides employees does not change the fact that employment with the city is entered into voluntary and the employment relationship between the city and the employee is at will. It may be terminated by either the city or the employee at any time with or without cause. The dismissal appeal process before council protects the employee by ensuring that Mayor Kimberly Sanford has not exceeded the legitimate bounds of her discretionary authority. The question before council tonight is whether the available relevant factual information regarding the allegation of misconduct made by Kimberly Sanford, Mayor Kimberly Sanford, against Mr. Thompson supports discipline initiated by Mayor Kimberly Sanford. If council finds the answer to this question is no, it should sustain Mr. Thompson's appeal and his discharge will be reversed. If council finds the answer to this question is yes, it should deny Mr. Thompson's appeal. The testimony given in this hearing will be under oath. The city secretary will now administer the oath.
Are all those about the testimony in this case in the room?
Yes.
Would you please stand? All those provide testimony. You raise your right hand. You solemnly swear or affirm that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Yes. Okay, so, Mayor Sanford, what I was going to do is have the city attorney take you through the documents that we have produced. introduced to Mr. Thompson and to Mr. Harrison and their attorney. Questions to prove that up, and then the other side will have the ability to ask you questions. What I was going to do, I had made copies of the documents of the future funds, since they're the binding decision maker. I was going to give them a copy, so handing each alderman, I've already provided the mayor because she's the witness, a copy. Those are the documents from which I'll ask questions of the mayor. Okay, so Mayor, can you please state your name for the record?
Kimberly Sanford.
And where do you reside?
211 Strikers Boulevard.
Okay. With regard to Wayne Thompson, are we here today on an appeal of his, your termination of his employment?
Yes.
Okay. With regard to, let's give a time frame of when this occurred. The very first document that is there is entitled Employee Warning.
Yes.
Okay. And is that a letter that you provided to Chief Harrison at the time and Sergeant Wayne Thompson at the time on June 13th, 2016?
Yes.
Okay. And so is June 13th, 2016 the first date that you gave notice to Sergeant Thompson of an issue?
Yes.
Okay. So specifically with that employee warning notice, what are you notifying Sergeant Thompson of?
His sergeant notified the city of his illness and the alleged use of sick leave.
Okay. And then specifically, you have different dates that you listed there, correct?
Right.
Okay. So is one May 13th?
Yes.
Okay. And then one is May 19th?
Yes.
One is May 24th?
Yep.
One
yes.
is May 25th?
Yes.
And one's May 26th?
Yes.
So those are the five dates you have provided that you had an issue with the sergeant with regard to either not reporting timely or when he took sick time, you complaining that he was either not ill
right.
or not incapacitated.
At that time.
At that time.
The only date.
Okay, those are the dates. Okay.
Mr. Gray, with clarification,
yes.
You said May 25th. It's not in the warning.
May 25th is, if you look at the second paragraph, it does mention the 25th for 10 hours. So it just deals with the issue of sick time. In that second paragraph? Is that accurate, Mayor?
Yes.
Is May 25th one of the dates
yes.
in which... So it didn't have to do with a reporting requirement. It had to do with...
That was a continuation of a day that he had taken off.
Okay. But with regard to the 25th, there are 10 hours that you were appointed.
Right.
Okay. And then the second letter, I notice, is dated the same day, June 13th. Is this a letter that you provided to Sergeant Thompson? Is this your actual complaint letter?
Yes, it was provided to Chief Harrison, who I believe provided it to Sergeant Thompson.
Okay. Complaining of the same type of issues?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. And then the third document, dated the same date, it's just entitled Officer Notification of Complaint Letter?
Yes.
Okay. Once again, you're still dealing with the same issues, correct?
Right.
Okay. So let's just break it down into days. Let's go to May 13th first. So with regard to May 13th, what did you allege with regard to his issue of notification? What were you complaining on May 13th, 2016, that he, in your opinion, failed to do?
Notify the city of his illness.
Okay. And how did you come to that realization? How did you know that?
Mr. Stahl.
Okay. You asked Mr. Stahl?
Mr. Stahl told me that he was notified.
Okay. So that was your first basis on May 13th was that issue, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then on that same day, you alleged that Sergeant Thompson asked for or requested when he turned in his timesheet for 10 hours of sick time on that day. Is that accurate?
When he turned in his timesheet?
I'm sorry. When he asked for sick time on May 13th, did he not ask for 10 hours?
You would have to ask Mr. Stahl.
Okay, well, let's go back. Let's look at your letter. The second paragraph of your letter on the very first one, June 13th, says May 13th, 10 hours. So I'm just trying to understand. Are you saying that on May 13th, when the sergeant turned in his sick time on on May 13th and requesting 10 hours. Is that part of your base?
Yes.
Okay, so that is a complaint you have. Okay. So with regard to May 13th and the 10 hours, you were saying he was neither ill nor incapacitated on that day?
Right.
Okay. And what led you to believe that on May 13th he was neither ill nor incapacitated?
Because on May 14th, he was doing block walks in Cinco Ranch, campaigning for the position of constable for Precinct 3 in Fort Bend County.
Okay, so you're talking about an exhibit that's sort of towards the tail end of the package I'll have, 1, 2, 4 pages from the end. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, now, do you know where this document came from?
It's Facebook.
Okay. Was that public?
Yes.
Okay. And it's dated May 14th. So this is the day after May 13th, correct?
Right.
So you're saying on May 14th, based on this, what was published on Wayne Thompson's Facebook account, what is what gave you the idea that on the day before the 13th, he was not ill or incapacitated?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Well, sure.
Okay, originally I got how this was brought to my attention, if I can find it through this packet. I originally got a timesheet for that pay period claiming 67 and a half hours for sick leave. And those were the dates that were on that timesheet for the 67 and a half hours. I was later advised by Mr. Stahl that, it was a spreadsheet is what it was of all the employees' time. And for Thompson, it had referenced 67 and a half hours.
Correct.
So I asked Mr. Stahl about that, and he had stated that they had actually maneuvered the sick leave and put 24 hours on vacation and 43 and a half hours for sick time. So that's where I had originally, it was brought to my attention that he was using sick leave because it was 67 and a half hours that was on the spreadsheet that was provided to me. But I don't have a timesheet for that because that timesheet has been shredded by Mr. Stahl.
Okay, so with regard to the complaint on June 13th, you list in your complaint 53 and a half hours, correct?
That's right.
Your complaint.
Right.
So... Okay, so you answered the question with regard to the 14th. It was this public posting that led you to believe on the 13th, the day before, he was neither ill nor care.
Right, because what I did was I took those dates that were on that original time, time that was turned in to me, and I looked at his Facebook, and there were several dates. And when I put all the dates together, they kind of ran together, and he had been doing a lot of campaigning, so I didn't suspect that he was sick.
Do you know what he was campaigning for?
Fort Bend County Constable Precinct 3.
Okay.
3,
okay. Okay, so does that take us through what evidence you had on the 13th to lodge a complaint for the 10 hours of sick time and the failure to notify the city office?
The failure to notify, I was not aware of. Mr. Stahl is the one who told me about that. I was just concerned about the original 67 and a half hours. And like I said, when I looked at all of the dates, because they're all within a small span of time, and then comparing it to his Facebook, I didn't believe that he was sick.
Okay. So does that take it through May 13th?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go to May 19th.
Okay.
It appears you have the same two bases. You have failure to notify the city of his illness, and let me ask you that. With regard to that complaint on May 19th, how did you know about that issue on May 19th?
On Facebook, he was in Fulcher doing a ribbon cutting for the Fulcher Chamber of Commerce, which was posted on his Facebook. And I checked with Fulcher Chamber of Commerce, and that was actually done on the 19th.
Okay. So... So specifically... Okay, so on May 19th... Okay, so is that the last exhibit in the packet?
No.
Saying Fulcher Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting?
Oh, yeah, you mean the last item.
I'm sorry, the last photograph?
Yeah.
Is that the photograph you're referring to?
Yes.
And what is the date under the caption?
May 19th, and it's tagged in Sugarland, and it was posted by Wayne Thompson.
And that's, so obviously with regard to, you know, on that day you say there was 12 hours that Sergeant Thompson requested for sick time on May 19th, and this was the basis to say in this photograph, is that accurate, that that was the reason for saying he was neither ill nor incapacitated on that day?
The photograph shows, yes, on May 19th, the photograph shows him in full shirt at the ribbon cutting at the Skeeter's Constellation Field, actually participating in the ribbon cutting.
Okay. And then specifically on May 19th, with regard to the issue of the alleged failure to notify the city office, how did you know that?
Mr. Stoltz.
Okay. Same basis on May 13th.
Right.
Okay.
I never knew he failed to notify. Like I said, I was presented with a timesheet that had 67 and a half hours of sick leave for that pay period, and that's what brought my attention.
Okay. So does that take us through May 19th?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to May 24th. It appears you have two similar complaints on that day. So let's take the first one, the failure to notify the city office of his illness. On May 24th, is that once again something you learned from Mr. Shaw?
No, May 24th was actually election day for Fort Bend County, and Mr. Thompson had posted on his Facebook that he was having a watch party at, I can't see the name of the place, a pizza and wings place in Richmond.
Okay.
And then he also had a live video post claiming his victory on May 24th and some photos of him and Matthew Sarasin claiming his victory on May 24th. Well, May 24th was election day, so, and it was a live video feed using the live video feature on Facebook, which is real time. You can subscribe to him, and anytime he goes live, it'll notify you that, you know, he's live, and it tagged him in Richmond, which is where his watch party was. He was claiming his victory, so it couldn't have been from the day before because election day wasn't the day before.
Okay, so as far as you remember, it was May 24th, election day?
Right, so I don't suspect that he was sick on that day either.
Okay, so with the exhibit one from the, two from the back, is that the watch party reference you're referencing to saying May 24th?
Yes.
Okay, was this on his Facebook?
Yes.
Did you obtain a copy of it from the Facebook?
Yep.
Okay. And then specifically on May 24th with the issue of, or go back one more time, you talked about the live feed. Is that something you saw, was that a video you saw on the sergeant's Facebook account?
Yeah, it was a live video feed that he had posted claiming his victory for,
okay,
you know, for May 24th, saying we won.
Okay.
And it, you know, I think it was attacked him in Richmond, Texas, which is where he was. Let me see where it attacked him. Hold on 1 second. But yes, it was live video. It was real time. It was using a feature through Facebook.
Okay.
It was on his constable-elect Wayne Thompson page. It was, he had live on election day. And then, yeah, it was live on election day. And he wasn't claiming his victory on this one, I'm sorry. He was just on saying it was live on election day, and it was May 24th, which was live.
Which was, okay.
Yeah, and then there was photos on May 24th of him and Sarasin in Richmond. That was where he was claiming his victory, you know, and it was May 24th, and it tagged in Richmond, which is where his watch party was, and was on election day. So.
Okay. And specifically with the issue, specifically on that day, May 24th, for failure to notify city office, is that something you knew personally, or is that something you knew?
No, I was never aware that he failed to report. That was something that brought to my attention when I questioned the city.
Okay. So have we now taken it through May 24th?
May 21st, I think you missed.
Okay, but May 21st isn't listed in...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. So does that take us through May 24th?
Yes.
Okay. So with regard to May 25th, it appears through your complaint on that day that the issue was 10 hours of sick time asked for on the 25th. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And do you know on May 25th what evidence you have to show that the sergeant was neither ill nor incapacitated?
Well, he had claimed that he was ill or capacitated on the other days, and there was proof that he wasn't, so I just didn't believe that he was sick on those days either.
Okay, you just didn't believe it on the May 25th?
Yeah.
Does that take us through May 25th?
Yes.
Okay, last day, May 26th.
The same case.
Say that again.
It was the same thing. He had been those days, every day that he said he was sick, I didn't believe he was sick because of the postings.
Okay, so on May 26th, for the 11.5 hours of sick time that was requested, you just didn't feel like he was either feeling or not.
Right.
Okay, and you also have down a complaint on May 26th of the sergeant allegedly failing to notify city office as to his present status, anticipated date of return. And that's different from the other ones we talked about, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so on that day, what specifically, how did you learn of that? How did you come to that complaint?
That David Saul.
Okay, did you ask David Saul if he had, if the sergeant had told the city that when he anticipated to come back?
No, I had, like I said, I questioned the abuse of sick leave, and I had, when all this came up and I wanted to file the complaint, you and David Saul got together and did the complaints and the warnings, and this verbiage was in there. And so when I asked Mr. Saul, he said, yeah, he was.
Okay, so one, you were told on Mr. Saul. Okay. Okay, then at some point in this process, you are aware that Chief Harrison did, in fact, create an investigative report, correct? And as you sit here today, you've had a chance to review that, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. In fact, that was on July 5th of 2016, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let me ask you this. With regard to the report made by the chief on your complaints, with regard to the chief's report, one of the first things after I reviewed it that I just wanted to just see if it had an effect on you when you read it is, one, the chief's assertion that, in fact, the sergeant on May 19th, May 24th, and May 26th did actually, or at least the chief said in his report that he, the chief, was notified by the sergeant of the sick time. Did that sort of shock you to hear, or?
A little bit.
So did, when you hear that the supervisor at that time is saying that in the report, did that have an effect on your complaint? For that, just those issues of those 3 days.
That he didn't report?
That the chief was saying that the sergeant had in fact reported to the chief that he was sick.
To be honest with you, it didn't stick out to me. We really noticed that. My original complaint was for the abuse of sick leave, not for failure to report. The failure to report was something that was added into this complaint by Mr. Saul and yourself. It was really brought to my attention that he failed to report.
So as we sit here today, are you complaining that Sergeant Thompson failed to notify on May 19th, the 24th, and the 26th? When you hear the chief's response to his report,
the report to me, I didn't really trust the report.
Okay. But when you hear that the chief, who was a supervisor, affirmatively stating in the report that he was in fact called by the sergeant and told these 3 days, does that have an effect on you? I guess the question is, you sit here today about the complaint that you hear.
No.
It doesn't. Okay. Did, when you read the report and you saw the explanation from the sergeant as to a severe sprained foot on the 13th and the repercussions that he discussed in the report, at least the chief had, did that happen?
Well, I went back to his Facebook, and on the 14th, he was doing blood work.
Okay. So is the answer no?
No, it did not affect me.
Okay. photographs we talked about that are where you actually see Sergeant Thompson physically in the picture, was that evidence to you that you didn't think his foot was sprained and he was able to actually walk?
I didn't think his foot was sprained because when he turned in the 57 and a half hours, those days, he actually attempted to claim sick, and then they maneuvered it so that it didn't trigger the requirement of a doctor's note. So, you know, why would they maneuver it so that it didn't trigger the requirement of a doctor's note if he went to the doctor?
Okay, but with regard to your complaint, we are talking about the 53 and a half hours, correct?
Right.
And I guess my question is, once again, just with regard to the photographs where you see him, is that evidence to you as to why you would say that he was not ill, he was not incapacitated
yes.
on this day?
Right.
Okay. And did you also see in the report from the chief the issue on May 13th where the sergeant at that time stated he was the acting chief under the former mayor? And that at that time David Stahl wasn't there on the Friday that on May 13th, so he didn't think he really had to report to him on that day. Did you see that issue that was raised in the report? Okay. Did that have an effect on you? I'm just saying as a justification to you as to why he allegedly didn't fail to, or why he did fail, in your opinion, to notify.
Well, I understand that when somebody for him to call, then. Like I said, my original complaint was not for Sergeant's report.
But it is in the complaint.
Correct, because that's what I was told.
My name is Bob Thomas. I'm a lawyer from a group called CLEAT. I represent Wayne Thompson. I passed out a document for your review. First is my letter of representation sent to the mayor back on June 16th, where I indicated at that time that we knew that the police chief who had authority over the department had approved all these sick days and vacation days. Second page of my document is a copy of your ordinance where it says council makes the final decision here and we're allowed to cross-examine the mayor. Third page of the document dated July 6th is from Chief Harrison where he clearly indicates that he conducted the investigation, not the mayor, and that the chief, the first allegation was unfounded by the chief. He has over 20 years law enforcement experience. The second allegation was not sustained, which means you can't prove it or disprove it, but it's not a finding of any type of culpability. And this was given to the mayor, and then the mayor chose, she doesn't believe things, she hears things, and she didn't want to believe this, so she fired the Sergeant Thompson over the recommendation of the chief. And the copy of the termination, the last document is dated July the 13th, she keeps talking about her opinions and what she believes, but she doesn't have evidence. The investigation was done by your police chief, and he unfounded or not sustained the allegations. I think that should be controlling for you, but it's not controlling to the mayor because she doesn't want to believe it. I'm not going to get anything else. Sergeant Thompson, who is one of the ones who runs the danger in this city, tries to protect people in the city, he wants to speak, and he wants to ask the questions personally, and I'm going to turn it over to him. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going to place these here because there's not enough room. My name is Wayne Thompson, and I asked for the public session tonight so that everyone can hear it. According to city code, I'm allowed to call witnesses and question those people that terminated me. In essence, I had two terminations, one from the city and one from my law enforcement career. Although I don't have any ill will toward Chief Harrison. I do need to call him as a witness and ask him questions first before I ask the mayor. I'll try to do this quickly because I understand everybody's been waiting a long time tonight and it's hot. Sorry you have to be here. Chief Harrison, are you willing to answer some questions as a witness since you investigated this case?
Yes, sir.
Please tell us how long you've been a chief and how long we've known each other.
I've been chief since January 2014. I first met you in December of 2012.
Is it accurate that the mayor fired you last week?
That is absolutely true.
Since the time you hired me as sergeant, how would you describe my personality? Is it strict, following the rules, or lackadaisical and non-caring?
Strict, follows the rules.
In my time as sergeant and second in command of Shore Acres, describe my performance.
Your performance has been exemplary.
Have I ever been disciplined, verbal or otherwise, in writing during my employment?
Negative.
Have I received any commendations?
Yes.
Have I ever had a trend of taking sick time or ever been late to work?
Negative.
I believe I've received at least 2 written performance evaluations from you. How do I rate?
If I remember correctly, you exceeded all expectations or exemplary on everything.
Have I ever received a public or citizen complaint other than the mayor's?
Negative.
What was the mayor's complaint against me?
Allegation of abuse of sick time and failure to notify the city, of your days off.
Did she order you to conduct an internal affairs investigation or did you do it on your own?
It was ordered by David Stahl.
Do you know why he ordered it?
I understand it was at the mayor's direction.
You can completed the internal affairs investigation as directed. What were the results?
Unfounded and not sustained.
Can you explain what that means?
Unfounded means that it absolutely did not happen. Unsustained means that I cannot prove whether it happened or not.
During that investigation, did you find me to be compliant? Did I provide information? Is it safe to say that I maybe even was overly compliant, helpful, and provided more information than you requested and before you requested it?
Yes, you did.
How long have you been a police officer?
Since 1989.
What positions have you held and titles in that time?
Patrol, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, assistant chief, acting chief, and chief.
Have you received professional or recognized informal investigations training?
Yes, I have.
What about specifically in the area of internal affairs investigations?
Yes, I have.
Have you completed other IAs before in your history, or was this your first one?
I've completed several.
So, have you had to do those against people you considered your friends?
Absolutely.
Were you given a timeline for the completion of this investigation?
I was.
Can you tell me what that timeline was?
I initially met with Mr. Stahl. I don't recall the date, but he and I discussed the timeline that we needed. There was some conflicts because of surprise T-call order had been ordered that same week, so we decided on July the 11th, and that would have given me almost 2 weeks to complete it.
Who ordered the T-call order?
Well, the mayor did.
Can you confirm that during this entire time of my alleged complaint that you and I were in communication and you were aware of the days I was taking sick and of my injury?
Yes.
As a department head and chief of police, did you have any concern about me using sick time for my injury?
No, I did not.
You wouldn't have signed a document approving it, correct?
No.
Is it safe to say that a police officer probably can't perform at optimum levels with a sprained ankle, a bandage, and a splint, and under the influence of narcotics?
That's true.
Would it be an issue for an officer who had been prescribed high-level narcotics, who had taken that medication, to be at work with a firearm and driving a patrol vehicle?
I'd be disappointed if he did so.
And if you caught him doing that, what would happen?
More than likely, disciplinary action would be taken.
Is there any place in city policy or other policy that would prevent an employee from using sick time? And we're using that broadly. It could be sick, injured, ill, but sick time, in my case, for an injury, but also to do other daily tasks. For example, could I go to the grocery store, pick up my kids from school, maybe see a movie, even if my leg's injured?
Nothing that would prohibit that.
Could an employee use sick time to go to the doctor's appointments or go to checkups, but who may not actually be sick or injured at that time?
Yes.
Chief, in your experience,
Could I use sick time if my wife was ill and I needed to take her to the doctor?
Yes.
And that would be approved?
Yes.
What about if I was on sick time and I needed to go eat dinner?
That'd be fine.
So I'm not confined to the house?
Negative.
Chief, were you directed by the mayor to submit an F-5, which is a discharge paper, to the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement almost immediately after my termination? And this probably would have been around July 13th.
I was directed by Mr. Stahl.
Do you know who directed him?
Mayor Sanford did.
According to TCOL, what is the normal standard operating procedure for submission of an F-5 if an employee has an opportunity to appeal?
If you know that their intent is to appeal, you normally wait until all appeals are exhausted.
And both you and Mr. Stahl were aware of my appeal?
Yes.
How quickly? Same day?
Yes.
So this is out of the ordinary?
I'd say it was.
But you submitted it immediately, and I'm sure you were concerned about the mayor terminating you if you didn't. Is that correct?
That is true.
Because if she ordered you to do it and you didn't, what would happen to you?
It'd be failure to follow on order.
And you'd be fired?
Obviously.
You submitted an honorable discharge on my paperwork. Why would you submit an honorable discharge if I've done all these terrible things?
Well, first, I was asked or directed to do the ID investigation. I completed the investigation and found no wrongdoing. Therefore, that's all I have to go off of. I was never contacted by the mayor to tell me she was going to terminate your employment. And after you were terminated, I was never contacted by the mayor telling me why she terminated you. That's a form that I take very seriously. The F-5 can ruin a man's career. And I was not going to put anything on it that I didn't know to be true. Plus, I have to sign the thing, and I'm not going to sign something that I find to be untrue.
That'd be a criminal offense.
Could be.
Could be. So honorable discharge is when someone retires, resigns, or separates from employment while they are not under investigation or disciplinary action. When you gave me this document, was I under any investigation?
Not that I was aware of.
Investigation had been completed?
Yes, sir.
And was there any pending disciplinary action that you knew of?
No.
So that would be the correct thing to put on this discharge paperwork, according to the law?
Exactly.
Have you been made aware that the mayor has attempted to send in her own F-5 and signed it as a dishonorable discharge?
I am.
You've been provided a copy of that?
I have.
So it's factual?
Yes.
According to TCO rules and law, who can sign this government document?
The chief of police or his designee.
Did you designate the mayor to fill out that form and send it to Austin?
I did not.
Is the mayor a police officer in this agency?
Not that I'm aware of.
We know she wasn't the chief, so you definitely didn't designate her to fill out the form. Would it be a criminal offense for someone to do that?
I believe it's getting very close.
Because it states agency administrator or designee. This is a government document, correct?
Correct.
Chief, did this seem like a personal vendetta that the mayor had with me, or do you think this was really ever a legitimate complaint?
I think it was a personal vendetta based on the fact that I emailed the mayor on June the 6th because she had a dirty pool, and she emailed me back. I emailed her at 9:08 in the morning. She emailed me back at 2:21. It was her reply to the dirty pool, and 2 minutes later, she emailed me again and brought up her sick time out of the blue. I've never heard it before. It was just out of the blue at 2 minutes later after her dirty pool letter.
So if you felt like this is legitimate or had done something wrong, would you have investigated me?
Absolutely.
Have you fired friends before?
I have.
Have you disciplined friends before?
I have.
So it wouldn't change. You and I have a personal relationship, you would still take action against me?
Absolutely.
Have you done that before?
I have, yeah.
In this agency?
I have.
Really, my last question, Chief. My employment was terminated on July 13th. Did you ever have an occasion to come across a document signed by the mayor prior to July 13th that it referenced the termination of my employment on or about June 13th, which would be 1 month prior to this ever starting?
I did.
Where was that at?
It was at Mr. Stahl's office.
Do you believe Mr. Stahl's aware of that form also?
It was in a file that he handed me. I did not see him see it, but it was in a file he handed me.
So on paper, the mayor had terminated me 1 month prior to any of this ever starting?
It was a letter of termination, and it had her name on it.
Signed by her?
I don't recall if it was signed, but it had her name on it.
And I was an employee to be terminated.
That's correct.
That's interesting. I guess I was going to be terminated well before any investigation, which would lead us to believe that the mayor was firing me anyway. This had actually nothing to do with any wrongdoing. Chief, I appreciate your time. I certainly thank you for your candor, and I'm sorry I had to call you as a witness. I'm ready to question the mayor at this time. Mayor, how long have you been the mayor in Shore Acres?
Since 2007.
Okay. It's my understanding that you have a college degree. What did you study?
I never claimed to have a college degree.
Did you go to college?
Yes, I did.
What were your studies in college?
What does that have to do with this?
Because I'd like to know if you ever studied anything that gave you any formal and recognized training on human resources.
What does that have to do with this?
Because you're in the capacity of a human resources person. You fired me. Did you ever receive any training on human resources protocol? You've got to answer my question. So
through job.
What job was that? You were an HR person?
I worked as a controller for a law firm.
Got it. Okay. Have you ever received training or certification on investigations in general?
No.
Are you a peace officer in the state of Texas or any other state?
No.
Are you a special investigator, law enforcement agent of the federal government?
Nope.
Are you a licensed private investigator?
Nope.
Mayor, are you a licensed doctor, doctor of osteopathy, licensed paramedic, or EMT?
What?
Do you have any ability to determine someone's medical ability to perform their duties?
Nope.
I was just wondering, do you have the unique ability of X-ray vision to be able to see this ACE bandage and this splint, which are both designed to go underneath clothing? Are you able to see through my pants in those pictures?
Nope.
You've got no supernatural ability to do that? Does anyone else? I didn't think so. How is it that if you have none of the qualifications I asked about, that, but yet you claim you've conducted your own investigation into my own case, and you've stated to other people publicly on Facebook and the bulletin board that you've conducted an investigation? How did you conduct an investigation?
I never stated that I conducted an investigation. Chief Harris checked the investigation, but that was a conflict of interest because the employer approved your sick leave.
Okay. Did you direct the Chief Harrison to conduct an internal affairs investigation?
No, I didn't. David saw
it. Okay.
I'm sorry. Can I ask clarification?
Yes.
Did the mayor just say that she never conducted an investigation?
That's what she said, sir.
Thank you.
This investigation included Facebook posts. And
well, I never said I didn't conduct an investigation, but I did do an investigative report, and that's what you guys keep asking for is an investigative report, but one isn't required. According to TML, only investigation is required. Chief Harrison did do investigation, but the investigation stated that you were on some narcotics, but you had also had actually worked from the time that you went to the doctor and were prescribed the narcotics in between that time and Election Day when you were videoed claiming your victory.
And the doctor prescribed medication.
For 5 days?
So,
do you have a receipt for that?
It's every bit of my medication is in the packet you have.
I don't have a receipt.
We have already heard that you have terminated me on paper prior to this investigation, so it stands to reason that you already predetermined any termination. Is that
correct? Those were forms that were filled out for from the attorney. I have no, I don't know why David Saul would hand you some documents. They were not signed.
He didn't
they
hand me the documents. She saw him in his office, so that had been
he
done.
He said that he had handed him a folder with documents in it.
Okay, you attempted to change my F-5, as I talked about earlier, to TECO, and I have a copy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So you signed the document and sent it to Austin behind everyone's back, and you signed it as the chief administrator or the designee?
I signed it as the mayor, and I contacted TECO, and I asked them what the procedure was, because they had listed you that you had retired or resigned in good standing and you were actually terminated, which is why you're here for an appeal hearing.
According to the verbiage on here, it says, I, the chief administrator or designee, attest that this is a true and accurate explanation of the circumstances under which the person resigned or was terminated. Agency administrator or designee, Kimberly Sanford. Is that accurate?
Let me look at it.
Okay.
I believe I put mayor beside my name.
You did, but it says that you're the chief administrator or designee.
I put myself as the mayor.
You were not the chief. We had a chief of police at that time.
TML told me that's how I signed it.
So you're blaming TML?
TML told me that I could sign it, and I didn't have the authority as the mayor to do that.
Are you a police chief in Shore Acres?
Nope, never.
Did Chief Harrison appoint you as his designee?
Never claimed to be.
So you think you can just do that because you're the mayor?
Yes.
Because someone told you to.
Because I contacted TML, and they put you as retired or resigned in good standing, and you did not retire or resign, like I said.
But I separated from employment.
Which is why you're here for an appeal hearing.
Right, but it says retired, resigned, or separated from employment. I was separated from employment. In fact, that was made for people like you. so that officers can't get screwed forever. Mayor, is it true that I've issued you citations before?
Yes, you have.
And those citations turned into warrants because you did not go to court or pay your ticket.
I don't recall.
I can get proof of that later. I've issued your family members before tickets as well, correct?
Nope.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Okay, and I've arrested an extended family member or friend, one of which was a fugitive from justice for a felony offense who was riding in your same vehicle and who was residing at your house.
He was a foster child that I helped take care of that got into some trouble with him.
He was an adult?
Yep.
Okay. That's about all I have, Mayor. You've shown a disdain for law enforcement in general. Your issue with me began years ago and was aggravated by your perceived issues of the Next Door program, in which I initiated for the PD.
That's not true.
You have attempted to cloak your personal vendetta by trying to create
Supported you after all that fact, in private and in public, so that would not be a true statement.
You have attempted to cloak your personal vendetta by trying to create the appearance of a legitimate complaint.
That would be false.
And an investigation, which you had already terminated me. But even that did not work, as I was cleared in that investigation. You just failed to accept
that. That investigation was a conflict of interest because Chief Harrison approved your abuse of sick leave.
You are neither a leader, manager, or servant of the people. Rest assured you will be held accountable. Counsel, I respectfully request that you reinstate my employment as a sergeant with the City of Shore Acres PD, adjusting my record to show no break in service. I also request that you order the city administrator to remove any negative paperwork that may be in my personnel files, either at the police department or in the city, as a result of the mayor's frivolous witch hunt. I request back pay and that my remaining sick time that I had earned be reinstated as well. I am thankful for your consideration and for the overwhelming support of the citizens. Thank you.
Thank you.